Why? Asked. In the history vids, you're always saying that it pays to know who you're fighting. Didn't I tell you to stop watching those things? Without answering June's question, Han turned back to the power grid. We can get by without climate control for a while. And who needs air scrubbers? Tarfang jumped out of his chair and scurried toward Han, jabbering in alarm. Tarfang is inquiring whether you've lost your mind. Without the air scrubbers, carbon dioxide concentration will rise 12% an hour. No problem, Han said. We're not going to last an hour. June's eyes grew large, and he looked over his shoulder at Luke.
I don't understand.
We have to stop them, Luke explained. We can't let a whole fleet of nest ships loose. They'll eat whole sectors bare, Han said. Worse, they'll turn the natives into joiners. June let his jaw fall and was silent for a moment. Then he suddenly started chuckling.
You fooled me!
He shook his head and looked forward again.
The history vids didn't say you liked practical jokes.
We're not joking, Captain June, Luke said. They had now reached the planet, a huge disk of swirling white that filled most of their forward viewport. He could feel the presence of a large mass of pirates beneath the clouds, somewhere near the world's equator. We really need to stop them.
We?
June's voice cracked.
We do?
I don't like it much either, June, Han said. But that's what happens when you start hanging out with Jedi.
The first of the moons began to swell in the forward viewport. At 8 kilometers long, it was an ungainly vessel with a stony hull, giant control fins, and 2 cavernous docking bays, one of which was currently launching a battered 500-meter passenger liner. Luke ignored the liner and reached out to the nest ship through the Force. It was filled with Kylix, probably the Tat nest, judging by the stoic nature of their presence. Almost instantly, the cold ache in his stomach began to expand again as Lomi Plo reacted to the contact. Luke took a few deep breaths and called on the Force to push the ache back down, but this time he merely succeeded in stopping it from expanding any further. Lomi Plo was growing stronger as he drew nearer. Captain June, how tight is the Alliance's blockade? Luke asked. Will it prevent the Kylix from escaping in these ships?
Of course, June replied. As long as the Kylix use the standard routes to leave the nebula.
What about the non-standard routes? Han asked.
Tarfang
points out that the pirates have never used the standard routes, and neither have the Black Mambrosia smugglers.
Forget the blockade, Luke, Han said. You want this done, we've got to do it ourselves.
Luke sighed. You're right. He turned to June and Tarfang. I'm sorry, but I really need your help stopping these nest ships.
Stopping them?
June twisted around in his seat.
How?
I don't suppose you've got a bunch of beradium on board? Han asked. June's eyes went wide.
You carry beradium in your stores?
Han is joking, Captain June, Luke explained. And we don't need to disable all of the Kylix ships. I only have to stop the one carrying the Dark Nest. They're the key to this.
Tarfang still wants to know how. The DR-919A doesn't even carry concussion missiles.
It has an escape pod, doesn't it?
Han asked.
Of course, June said. The pod is quite functional.
Good. Luke did not have to ask to know that Han was thinking the same thing he was, with one exception. Then all you have to do is get close and drop me off.
Us off, Han corrected.
Luke shook his head. This is a Jedi mission, and we don't even have much in the way of weaponry. You'll just...
If you say get in the way, I'm going to hut-thump you, Han warned. Leia would kill me if I let you die alone in there.